You are listening to Behind the Avatar, the podcast that gets to know the people behind the characters they play and what makes them tick. Hello, my name is Lita, and today I am chatting with Gamet from Let's Wow Podcast. Hey, Gammy, how are you?
Hello, Lita.
How's it going?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I'm really nervous, too, as we were just talking before you hit record.
Yeah, I know. But it's just two friends having a little chat about this game that we play. This crazy, amazing game we play, and you get to tell me how you play it. So I'm super excited, and I want to know, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
I started back in the middle of the Burning Crusade,
mm-hmm.
when a friend from college he's been playing since forever.
Yeah.
And so he was telling me about it, and I was watching him one day at school, and then thought, oh, nah. And that was during Vanilla. And then Burning Crusade came out. I saw it somewhere. I said, I'm going to try this.
Yeah. Nice.
And yeah. Other than the short retirement, I've been playing ever since.
Cool. And then before you came to playing World of Warcraft, did you play other games, console games or PC games or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I think the first system I had was a Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day. And then I moved on from consoles to computer stuff maybe 8 or 9 years ago now.
Yeah.
So I had to think back really long and hard about this question, because I knew there was a game I played before World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what it was. And then it finally, Second Life. I got started on the online world with Second Life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And there are sirens outside. I don't know if you're
No, dramatic pause of effect. That's awesome. Okay, so Second Life, how long did you play that?
Oh, goodness. I played that for a few years.
Mm-hmm. But WoW's been really the longest thing that you've played?
Yeah, WoW has hooked me and won't let go.
Awesome. So let's talk about your gaming name. So as long as I've known you, you've been Gamet, and you're Gamet everywhere on the internet, on the interwebs, as you like to say. So where did Gamet come from, the name?
This is really funny. I wish I had a good story behind it, like some kind of RP story. It's funny. When I was first rolling the character, I couldn't think of a name.
Yeah.
So I kept hitting random.
Mm.
And if I saw Gamet and then there was a whole bunch of whatever after it, I thought, I don't like that name. Let me just take it off a few letters. And there it was.
Oh, nice. Okay. So then,
really exciting.
Well, you know, some people start like that, and that's awesome. But so what the See, look, I've already stuffed up. the question I was going to ask completely left my brain. What I want to know then, so Gamet's been your main character since Burning Crusade. So have you got very many alt tunes at all?
I have too many. I think I have a serious problem.
No, you don't. Trust me, dear.
I have every slot on my main server, Proudmoore, is full.
Yep.
And they're all at least level 30. And then I have alts spattered around on other servers.
Here, there, and
because I'll go and, you know, to hang out with friends or whatever, and I end up leveling them because I have an alt problem.
That's not a bad problem to have. So then what influences you when you name a new character?
A lot of it is like when I look at the character, mm-hmm. after I customize the way they look.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there and I will stare and I will try it. I will go through names in my head. Sometimes I'll go to websites like when I rolled a Tauren. I wanted like an American Indian kind of name because that's the theme of it, or like with dwarves, the dwarven kind of Scottish thing. So I try to do it RP, sort of.
Okay. Very cool. So then, what was the thing? Well, let's talk about Gamet. He's a night elf hunter.
Yes.
And he was the very first character you rolled, or not?
I had forgotten about this, but back when I had started the trial at first, I had another night elf hunter who is long gone, but I had used the name from Second Life, which was Mekko.
Okay.
And I had him, and then the trial was up, and I ended up buying it, and I don't know what happened, but then Gamet was born.
So, what was it that interests you in a night elf and playing a hunter then?
I always liked elves in games and whatnot. I think they just look cool. So that it's really, really shallow. I know. I wanted something nice to look at.
Well, you spend all your time looking at the back of, your character's head. It's not a bad thing as far as I'm concerned. Awesome. So then, do you remember what your first guild was when you first started playing?
When I first started playing, I had actually no idea what a guild was until Wrath of the Lich King came out. And then I was like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's a group of people that do stuff together. Cool. I wasn't in one for the longest time. And I actually, the first guild I was in was a guild I created. I was walking through Stormwind, and I went through into one of the things, and there was this guild, where you go to register guilds and all that. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. What's this? And then I had to, then and I now have to talk to people to get signatures. Oh, okay, well, let me go and do that. And slowly built up my guild, which I think it's still around, actually. I'm not the guild leader any longer because it was difficult, but Altitude over on, oh goodness. My original server, I think it was Thunderlord. I think. It's been years.
Nice. Oh, well, that's very cool. So how long were you on that server for before you went to Proudmoore?
Oh, I was over there the entire time, and then I just moved to Proudmoore maybe 2.5 years ago now.
And I know you like to say that you're a diehard Alliance player.
I am. Actually, if you could see my hair is blue right now. So
You sent me a photo of you with pink hair. That's wrong. You need to do a blue one now. So, what is the thing about Alliance that makes you love them more so than Horde?
I think it's I originally started with Alliance. So it's kind of nostalgia, and then you're gonna get angry, and I know we're gonna get hate mail, but mud huts. I mean, come on, really?
I don't live in a mud
The
hut. I don't
Alliance
know what you're
cities are
talking about.
pretty.
Meh. Anyway, but yeah.
We could go on about that for hours.
Exactly. But to be fair, you have got some Horde alts, though.
I do. Yes, I have a level 90 warlock blood elf that I play on, who actually I raid with as well. So
Okay, all
I
right,
actually
very cool.
I do play him.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know from my point of view for a long time, I had played both Horde and Alliance, but been pretty much Lee Horde for the last, I don't know, 7, 8 years. And to come back to doing Alliance now, which am doing, and it's really interesting to see the story from the other side. So I'm still a Horde girl, but it's it's fun to, you know, it's fun to do something a little bit different. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting changing it up. I'm actually, with my Warlock, I had leveled him all the way up on Alliance side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just did a faction transfer, and I actually changed his server, too.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, and then I'm actually, now I'm leveling a undead Warlock.
Yes.
Which I knew you would love.
Nice.
So I'm leveling him up mm-hmm. all the way, and he's somewhere in Outland right now.
Okay.
So I'm actually going, yeah, I'm doing the whole thing on Horde side to see the story, and it's yeah. it's very interesting.
It's
I keep flying into Alliance cities, though.
That's all right, I keep flying into
Well, trouble. Oops.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then tell me, I mean, I never like to assume when I ask this question, but what is your favorite class and why is that?
Oh, anybody who knows me knows I love the Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Hunters are the best class in the game. Just going to put it out there. I do like Warlocks, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a close second.
Okay,
but,
awesome.
Yeah, Hunters. Hunters.
Yeah, and what is it because you've got a pet? Like, do you find having the pet is a great association, a good link? Is there anything in particular?
It's fun. Just a simple answer. I think it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm doing group stuff, I find that having the pet is great.
Yep.
For the oh crap moments mm-hmm. when the tank goes down.
Yep.
I'll find myself constantly just turning Growl on and tanking the boss with my pet.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That is fun. So have you played different roles other than ranged DPS? Have you done a healing role? Have you done a tanking role yourself with any other tunes?
Yeah, I have a level 90 priest
mm-hmm.
That I heal with, that I actually healed straight through.
Yeah.
I leveled up just by healing stuff, so kind of hardcore.
Nice.
Trying to do quests while healing as a healer is difficult.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To say the very least.
Yeah.
And I have a Death Knight, a Blood Death Knight that I tank with as well. Mm-hmm. He's not quite 85 yet, but
okay. Oh, cool.
I do. Yeah, I've tried it all.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so then let's talk about what aspects of the game do you most enjoy when you play World of Warcraft.
Oh, that's tough to pin down. I like all of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stick to one thing that I do most often. I kind of dabble around with everything.
Yeah.
I like talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I really, really enjoy. I love talking to people. I love meeting people. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's just the people, getting to meet people from everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, this game has certainly brought some friendships that would not have been possible, really. So it's an amazing thing what this game has done for not only me, but I know for you as well. So awesome. Okay, now I want you to pick one memorable moment. This could be very difficult, but what is your most memorable moment from playing World of Warcraft?
When you sent me these questions, I saw that one. I go, oh, God.
I know.
Have been so many.
Okay, your top five. I'll let you go. Your top five, maybe? Or just throw them at me. Give me whatever.
Well, one of my favorite ones was the first time I took down Deathwing,
because mm-hmm.
that was the first raid that I had ever done.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So, and it was so cool. The cinematic at the end. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was on Skype with a couple of my guildies. We're all screaming and yelling.
Nice.
And then the Lich King, taking down the Lich King again, which just fairly recently happened.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, that raid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God, it took forever.
Yeah, it
And
did.
we were always, by the time we got to the Lich King, we were always so tired.
Yeah.
So we never finished it. I finally did it.
Yay.
But of course, people who know me know what my top number one is going to be. So I don't really need to think I need to say it because everybody knows the story.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then let's talk about a typical day for you. Or I like to think of a typical login. When you get to sit down to play World of Warcraft, do you have rituals that you've got to do? Do you have anything that must be done, or do you just go with the flow and see what your friends want to do?
There isn't a typical day in my world. A lot of the times I'll just log in and I'll be at the shrine and I'll think, what do I want to do? And I'll just go through a portal and I'll end up going from there and figuring stuff out. Or I'll just, I'll log in and check my mail, put auction stuff up, and then go off and level an alt because I really do have an alt problem. I think somebody should send help.
No, I just encourage it.
Help, Lita.
Well, you should see how many alts I've got, so yeah, it's crazy. Okay, so then what keeps you coming back to playing WoW? Like you said, you had a little bit of a break for a while, but you're back to playing and of course doing all these other things that we will talk about shortly. But what keeps you coming back to World of Warcraft?
The community, honestly, and all just the people. I, like you said earlier, the friendships that we've made in this game, and because of this game, because of this game's universe, like with Twitter and everything else, just the friendships that I've made and the fun times that I have. I love having shenanigans. So I'll get a group of friends together, and we'll all be on Skype, and we'll go causing a ruckus somewhere. It's just a lot of fun. So yeah, but definitely the people keep me coming back. And
Awesome.
then of course I do World of Warcraft podcast stuff, so I can't really do that if I'm not playing.
Well, yeah, it does help if you
I
play.
tried, but it's yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same, is it?
Not
Exactly.
really. Yeah.
No. Okay, so then you've been playing this game for quite some time. Is there anything that you would like to see Blizzard implement into the game?
Hunter only stuff. I'm
Okay.
serious. Like, well, the warlocks got the green fire, the casters got their legendary quest thing, the rogues got their legendary quest. I want something with hunters. There was one way back in the day, and the name of it is escaping me right now, but for a hunter legendary, I'm thinking that would be so cool. I want a long, epic, legendary hunter quest.
Yeah. Okay.
But
There's not.
yeah, other than that, I kind of go with the flow with things. I don't really want from Blizzard. What they're giving us is cool,
Yeah.
and I go with. I'm a giant Blizzard fanboy, so just take my money.
Yeah. I know.
I'll keep paying you. You
Just,
keep creating content.
yeah. Just here's my credit card. Just take the money. It's, we're gonna love it. Just take it, yeah.
Exactly.
So with Warlords coming, do you have a prediction as to when you think that might get released?
I hate to say it. I really do, and I'm dreading that it's probably true. I think it's going to be out sometime late summer,
Okay.
at the very least, if
Hang on,
not,
I'm in summer, so hang
sometime
on,
in the
I'm thinking.
fall.
Okay, my
Yeah.
winter. Okay.
Your winter.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
So,
thinking,
July?
like August, September, something around there.
All right.
Because if we don't see a beta soon,
Yeah. Are you excited for
yeah.
what Warlords has to offer from what you've seen so far?
I am, and actually, when I went to BlizzCon this year, I got to play a bit of it in
Oh
the
my God,
convention,
that's
and
right.
it's
You
really,
did. I forgot about that. How cool is that?
yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, then let's talk about something that has to do with the game, but isn't necessarily always in the game. And you like to do podcasting as well as a number of other things. So, a
Yeah,
few.
too many
Yeah. So
things.
you do a podcast, you do a blog, you do what else was there? YouTube, and you're on Twitch, and like you said, you're all over the interwebs. So let's start off with how did you come to doing a podcast? So the podcast is called Let's Wow Podcast, and
Yes.
you've been, how long's that been going now?
Sorry. We started it. I actually had to look at this because we were talking about this last week on the show. We're about 10 weeks away from our 1 year.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, we're creeping up on a year that we've been doing this. It started, what was it, April, I believe. I think. I looked it up the other day and now I can't remember.
So where did, so what was the idea for it about?
Well, me and Day have been friends for years, and we were talking one day about, hey, we want to do a podcast. I said, all right, well, how do you do a podcast? So I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I said okay to this. It's a lot. I've learned a lot in this last year, but we wanted to do something, and we really thought long and hard about it. Like, well, what are we going to do it about? Well, we don't theory craft. We don't really do just one specific thing. So, but one thing we do both love to do is talk to people and meet people. And I said, well, let's do just a community thing. Let's bring people in from all over the place and just talk with them. So every week we have somebody new from the community, from either the forums, on Twitter, friends from our guilds, just random people we meet out in the world. And we just chat with them. Kind of have somebody
Yeah, it's very
bring the
good.
community's voice out there to all of our, I think we have 16 listeners.
Woohoo! Awesome! Double figures. Yay! No, that's brilliant. So then what's the other things that you like to do? 'Cause you've been doing, you like to do some stuff on Twitch, do some live streaming as well.
Yeah, live streaming is a lot of fun.
Shenanigans.
There was a time there when I got way too busy for my own good, and I stopped live streaming for a bit. I just started it back up again this week. So I'm gonna live stream more often. It's so much fun getting to interact with the chat room. And I bring a lot of the time, people in the chat room end up on the Skype call, end up in game with me, hanging out. And
Oh,
it's
cool.
cool. My battle tag list is constantly full. I keep having to go through and
Nice.
take some people off so I can put other people in.
Yeah. And what about with your blog? So you've been doing the blog for, we're talking also about the food blog. Did you want to mention that one?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just for
Yeah, I've been
something outside of the game that's not the game. You've been doing a blog on that one.
Yeah, other than being a gamer, I'm a giant foodie. So I love food. So I thought I'm gonna write about food too, because I love here in DC where I live, the food trucks are amazing.
I'm so jealous of food trucks. We do not have food trucks here. It's not fair. Well,
It's so
actually, a
sad.
lie. I did find there is one place here in Brisbane that there seems to be one that is a pasta one, but I've not been, it's not anywhere near me, so But I'm dying to try it. It's just like, I'm going to have to go hunting it down.
Yeah, food trucks are great. And then I've been doing my other blog, which I just had my year anniversary the other day.
Yeah.
Of blogging, which I started last year. Actually, it's a suggestion from Jules from Torn Think Tank. I was talking to her.
Yeah.
And she suggested, you know, after the loss of my husband, that I just write.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, I'll give it a shot. What the hell? And I love it.
Yeah.
I never thought I would like writing, but I really like blogging. It's fun.
The thing I find, especially when I read blogs, especially, I mean, we go back and we go through some stuff, both you and I, is when you write from the heart, you know, when people really write their blogs from the heart and you read it and you can just, you just feel it and you just want to wrap everyone up in a big hug. it's amazing. So it's wonderful that you get to share that with us, and I know I really enjoy it, and those other people that blog as well. It's amazing. I tried it for a little while, but yeah, I'm not good at that.
It does take work.
Yeah,
it takes effort. You really gotta dive into it and really do it.
Mm.
So
yeah,
which, well, I did.
Yeah,
so, you know, I live all over the internet.
Yes,
it's not really like I'm private. You know. I tried to be for a little bit, but then it's like, you know, I'm gonna, these people want to see what's going on in my life. So I'm just going with the flow with what my readers and viewers and listeners,
yeah,
and Twitter followers, people I talk to, you know, I give them what they want.
Was that a conscious decision to come more out of your shell and be more open, like before everything that's happened over the past year, couple of years with everything that you've been through and everything that you're doing? Before that, have you always been a bit of a private person, and it's only lately that you've kind of been a bit more, you know, sharing everything?
Yeah, it's happened over time, but I am actually, believe it or not, I am extremely shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very introverted. I'm kind of a hermit. I don't really go out and about.
Yeah.
But, you know, doing all these things, I'm making myself do it. And,
yeah,
you know, getting out there. I like it. But I've been very, very, very private until about 2 years ago, when I found Twitter.
Yeah.
And that it all went downhill.
Or uphill, whichever way you want to look
at
up, it. Yeah.
Either or, really.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, that's really good. I mean, some people, I don't know. Do you find it's what's the words I'm trying to think of? I can't even. My brain, obviously, 3 coffees is not enough for me today. what's the words I'm trying to think of? For you to, you know, come out and share information and, you know, be more out there. Do you find for you yourself become more, I don't know, maybe liberating to a certain degree?
Yeah. I actually think it's more therapeutic, really.
Mm-hmm. That's the word. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, my brain's just can't think. Yeah. So it has been more therapeutic for you?
Yeah, it's I've always been like, I like to chronicle my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can go back and look and see where I was to where I am.
Yeah.
So, and actually, it's funny enough, I found a notebook, because I used to write about things when I was living in New York.
Mm.
And just documenting stuff. And now I'm writing a book.
Yep.
About it all, which I may or may not make public, because there's some things in there. But
yeah. Wow. Oh, well, that's cool. But I mean, the main thing is if you don't, then you've always got that yourself. So
Yeah, writing is
that's
something it's a passion of mine that I just recently discovered I had. So,
Yeah.
and then
So.
writing about the game stuff too, I like a lot too, because then it starts conversations and have
Yeah.
there I can't even count the number of conversations I've had on Twitter with people. It's about everything, which is really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, let's talk about if you think about the skills that you've learned with everything that you've been doing, is there anything in particular that through playing World of Warcraft that has enhanced or given you more for your real life now?
It's definitely gotten me out of my shell. That's a big thing that World of Warcraft has done. And then when I was a guild leader, actually, and then I was an officer for a while in my guild before I got way too busy, so I had to step down from that. But then management of people is great. It actually helped me out in my real life job. I use back and forth. My real job helped me with managing people in the game as a guild leader and an officer. And then the managing people in game is helping me out in real life too. So
Cool.
and then just getting to talk to people.
Yep.
I say that a lot. I really do. I love talking to people and starting conversations.
Yeah.
Gives me things that I can, I can go out and I'm not afraid to go up to somebody, because I just will go up to somebody in game and say hello.
Yeah.
Start talking there.
Be
It's actually
more.
how I met a few of my friends. We just randomly started chatting.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's very cool. Okay. Well, I've got some quick questions for you. Are you ready?
Oh boy. All right.
Okay, quick ones. Here we go. Favorite color?
Blue,
I knew you were gonna
obviously.
say that. Favorite food?
Oh goodness, food, all of
Yeah,
it.
all of it. Favorite movie?
That's a toss-up between Rent and Moulin Rouge.
Ooh, okay. Favorite sports team?
What's a sports team?
Okay.
Yay, sports ball.
Okay. Favorite drink?
Ooh, wine.
Any
I like wine.
particular? Like a Chardonnay or a. I'm not a wine person, but.
I
I
really
don't
like
know.
Chardonnay. Particularly, I really like Australian wine.
Australian wine is good. Yes. Okay, favorite TV show?
Ooh, Glee. Yeah,
Fa
Glee.
Glee? Okay. Favorite ice
Yeah.
cream flavor?
Chunky Monkey.
Okay. Favorite type of coffee?
Ooh, caramel.
Oh, okay. Caramel. That sounds nice. All right. Well, is there anything else before we talk about the last question, which is like the most important question ever, ever. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about or share today?
God, where to begin with things? 'Cause I am everywhere. I do all the things. I probably do too many of the things,
Keeps you
but
busy.
it
Yeah.
busy is putting it lightly.
Yeah. Well, we'll have
It's been a lot of fun.
yeah. I'll have links and everything up on the sh behind the avatars. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Then I'll give you the last question 'cause you know me, I kind of collect pets. Just a few.
No,
Just yeah. Just
not you.
a couple. So not very many. So my question to you is, what is your favorite companion battle pet?
Oh, I like a lot of them. I think For sentimental reasons, my favorite one is actually the one that my husband picked out that I named for him, which is my Warbot.
Oh, cool. Yep.
Little
Yeah.
he's cool.
How cool is that? Yep. Awesome. Now, considering you're also a hunter, how about you tell me what is your favorite hunter pet?
The one that I use most often is the green cat that you get in Fellwood.
Oh, the
But
green
then
with the
I,
orange stripes.
yeah,
Yep.
yeah, the one, the I love that one. And then I also have a wolf that I use
Yep.
a lot too. My
Cool.
Snickers, as I named him.
Snickers. Oh, that's gorgeous. Okay, all right. Well, how about you tell everyone where they can find you? I'll give you 5 minutes. Ready? KK, go.
This is going to be a 3-hour podcast then.
Just before
Yeah,
you get back.
putting this together, trying getting all the links to email you. It took me quite a minute too.
Nice.
The main place that you can get into it, that you can chat with me is on Twitter. I'm at Gemmet Hunts. I also do the Facebook thing. I don't do it too serious. I try to do it, but Facebook confuses me sometimes.
Confuses
Because,
all of us.
old man Gem over here. But
Get off
that's
my
you can find
lawn,
my
Gemmy.
yeah. You can find my Facebook page, which is just Gemmet the Hunter. For some reason, I couldn't get Gemmet, which is weird.
Okay.
So yeah, that's God, I had to do the whole big thing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, my podcast. Well, one of the podcasts that I do, because I do also a Doctor Who podcast
Yes.
with Revenar and Mana Brownies. But the Let's WoW that I do with Day and Uno, that's at letswow.com, letswowpodcast.com, jeez. And then we record that live every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern at
Cool.
twitch.tv/letswowpodcast. And then we're on the Twitter too, at Let's Wow Podcast.
Awesome. And I'll have
And
links
then
to
there's
all
yeah
of that,
there's
so.
there's a lot. I know I told you I use an about.me page just because it's easier as a hub, so you can find that and then branch off from there to all the things that I do. It's about.me/Gemmet, because I seriously yeah I do the live the two podcasts, the two blogs, the live streams, the YouTubes, the Twitters, and Facebook.
I don't think you do enough, Gemmy. What's going on?
Oh, what else is there? I'm trying to figure out
Crazy you.
well, somebody's trying to get me on Tumblr, and I'm trying to figure that out. Just,
Oh, okay.
it's
Yeah.
too much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at Tumblr. I'm just like, I'm confused. So, awesome. Okay, well, look, this is thank you so much for talking to me today. See? Wasn't scary. And I'm still recording, so you have to say it wasn't scary now, because I'm going to put that in
It
the
wasn't.
show. So, no,
Wasn't
seriously.
scary, but I'm still nervous I was going to sound stupid. Which
No.
happens all the time with everything I do when I'm recorded in audio or video or whatever. I'm so nervous. Even though I've been doing it
Totally
for over a
get.
year now.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. No. Look, I hear you. I totally hear you. But thank you so much for coming to chat with me today. And if anyone wants to have a look at Gemet and find him, as I said, everything will be up on Behind the Avatars blog page. So thank you, Gemet. Mwah, mwah.
Oh, thank you, Lita. This was fun. I love the show. I've been listening to seriously every one you put out. I
Oh,
can't get
thank
enough
you.
of it.
Do you know that on any given week there are over 50 World of Warcraft podcasts releasing a new episode? Hi, I'm Ro, and if you're looking for new shows or just want to be updated with what's happening with your favorites, then Realm Maintenance is a show you won't want to miss. Realm Maintenance is a WoW podcast that focuses on all of the other WoW podcasts out there. Each week you'll hear an interview with hosts from a featured show, as well as a rundown of news and events happening with many other WoW podcasts in the community. As for WoW news itself, well, you'll get the short version as I break down the past week's headlines in under 80 seconds. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and at realm-maintenance.com, and a new episode is released every Tuesday. You can also find a podcast directory and a guide to when and where many shows livestream the recording of their next episode. When the servers go down, I'll tell you what's up. Follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast.
You can find Behind the Avatar podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact the show by sending an email to behindtheavatar@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LadyWow and the show at Behind the Avatar. Also, for things geeky, you can listen to Ben, Steve, and myself on Geektopia podcast and follow us on Twitter at Geektopia Show. You can also find me with Aprillian, Tidra, and Rogue Slayer on Control Alt WoW. Follow the show at Control Alt WoW and check us out live every week. Behind the Avatar is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment and other contributors. Audios used belong to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his music at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.